The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Good morning, Honolulu and Outer Islands, and I guess even the Bay Area. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Gibson, filling in for David. David's out gathering information for future shows, I'm sure, and becoming more knowledgeable about this, that, and the other. As many of you know, you've heard me in the past, I am a naturopathic physician, which is a licensed primary care doctor. I'm also an acupuncturist, and previously I was an environmental scientist dealing with public health, water quality, hazardous waste mitigation issues. So kind of used to the health field, certainly, and I've really enjoyed over the past 20 years acting as a primary care doc and helping folks with all kinds of maladies. And the good news is our profession is growing. There are more naturopathic medical colleges out there as there were back in the 1920s before the Flexner Report, which I could give you history on that. But our medical care system, I think, is making some good turns and then some not so good turns. And that's not going to be the discussion today, although it certainly could be. We're going to be talking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease and, you know, memory loss issues, et cetera, because that is, unfortunately, an epidemic. You know, as us baby boomers are aging, and we've seen it with our parents, but I think the baby boomer generation is going to be even worse and because we've been exposed to more triggers throughout our lifetime. Those that were born in the Great Depression, like my parents, really ate very simply and weren't exposed to a lot of chemicals unless they were, you know, exposed to pesticides, which is certainly the case for a lot of folks. But I think a lot healthier exposures in the terms that in terms of the foods they ate, more whole foods. We didn't have, you know, Hostess Twinkies back then. Though I think one of my listeners will laugh at this because he, when Hostess was undergoing that bankruptcy thing and the ding-dongs and the Twinkies were going to disappear from the shelves, I don't know if you guys remember that a few years back, he kindly got me a Twinkie and put it in a brown paper bag and delivered it to my office, and I still have it, and it will probably, it's like one of those amber things that has dinosaur genes in it. This Twinkie will probably last for a millennium. I've left it in the bag, and we'll see what happens to it, if anything. It'll be interesting. It's kind of like Coke. You know, you can use Coke to clean most anything because of the acidity in it and so forth, these industrial foods that we have. Anyway, so we didn't have those foods. Well, my generation, the baby boomer generation, did, and so what does that mean long term? Does that mean we're going to be at greater risk for Alzheimer's and, you know, memory loss, dementia of all forms? I think so. And so what I want to do today is kind of talk about some of the risks associated with that and also, you know, how we can evaluate it and determine risk. But I'm also very open to calls during the hour. I like that. Keeps it lively and more interesting for me. And we have one now. So I'd like to welcome Mary from IAEA.
Thank you, Dr. Gibson.
Sure,
I know your subject is different today, but I was just, I have the flu, so I've been taking the homeopathy, oxycholicinum, whatever that name is, vitamins, herbal supplements, and the Umka cough syrup. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to take it, well, not together, but at different times in one day?
Yeah, I mean, what you just mentioned, you're not going to have any interactions. I mean, the only thing I would say is the homeopathic remedy, do that separate. You know, don't do it when after you brush your teeth or all those rules, right? No mints.
Yeah, I take it like an hour or 2 hours separately.
Good, good. No, that's good.
So I'm on the right track.
Yeah, and then, so do you have body aches?
Yes.
Fever?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got the real flu.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. So I always have to ask, did you do the flu shot?
No, I didn't, Dr. Gibson.
I'm not saying, you know, I think people, 50% of the population gets the flu in any given year, probably had the flu shot. So it's it could be helpful. But
for aches, I usually take bromelain, white willow, feverfew, turmeric for aches, and it helps.
Good, good.
So, you know, I kind of am on the right track.
Yeah, you are. You know, if you can tolerate, you might want to do like an Epsom salt bath, too. That might help sort of relax your muscles and keep...
I've been gargling with warm water and salt.
That's good. That's good. Eat garlic if your stomach can handle it.
I haven't eaten anything for 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't feel like it. That's tricky. Well, you have a great laugh for somebody who's got the flu. My goodness.
That means I'm on the road to recovery.
I think you're on the road to recovery. It's like when you watch your kids, when they're sick, they don't move. When they start bouncing around the house, then you know they're getting better, right?
I was like that 2 hours ago.
All right, well, there you go. Either you just got a little... up for the radio call, or I don't know, but keep it moving.
Just for the radio call. I'm going back to bed again.
Okay.
Well, you have a good day, and I appreciate your answering my question.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And,
all right.
David has a good substitute. You're great.
Thanks. That's very sweet. Thanks, Mary. Bye. Feel better. Bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, I've had patients with the flu in my office recently, but more head colds than anything. Upper respiratory stuff and postnasal drip. And guy came in yesterday saying, oh, I've been spitting up blood for the past 3 days. And I thought, well, you should have come in 3 days ago. but he's going to be on the mend soon, too, because, you know, most of this stuff, there's some really simple, pretty simple remedies. I mean, yeah, you can get stuff over the counter. I like tinctures a lot versus capsules. So you get your tinctures of golden seal and echinacea and some capsicum, help move that congestion out. And those are, you know, those are good tools. I have a formula that I love in my office from Wise Woman Herbal called Upper Respiratory Tract Infection Formula, and it really knocks things out pretty quick. And then obviously try to catch it early. If you have that little scratch in your throat, then maybe gargle with, like Mary was saying, some salt water. But if you can mix in, some zinc and garlic, and those are really good antimicrobials. Anyway, so dementia, Alzheimer's disease, diseases of aging, really, they are predominant, and we're all a little afraid of them. Of course, we all look at our parents and think, how did they do? And yet, like I said, I think our risk is higher just because of the planet that we've lived on over the last, 60 years or whatever. So Alzheimer's disease, it occurs, it's the most common type of dementia. It occurs primarily in elderly people, but there are people that are younger that get it. You know, obviously, they increase risk with advancing age. And the manifestations include progressive memory loss, impairment of cognitive, language, and behavioral functions. You can all imagine what those are. Pathologically, patients see changes in the brain, and these are what are called neurofibrillary tangles, senile plaques, and atrophy of certain areas of the cerebral cortex. You know, some of these things can be seen with diagnostic imaging. I wouldn't encourage you to run out and do that, but if you have some worries and concerns, you can get an assessment, maybe see your neurologist, and most people have to get a referral to a neurologist. But that's probably not a bad idea. There's some really simple tests. There's the clock test, where you put basically a circle, and then you put the marks for 12, 3, 6, and 9, and ask the person to say, write, you know, or put the hands down for 2:30 or 4:20 or something like that. And if they have a really hard time doing that, then they're well into, unfortunately, the illness. So it's, to me, that's a little too late, but it's a confirmatory thing. You know, the conventional therapies, cholinesterase inhibitors, antidepressants, and some antagonists of some proteins, these may improve function, but they do not appear to slow progression of disease. So, you know, it's just a progressive decline, and really sad because, you know, people don't, they might, oftentimes people will remember their kids or whatever, but they can't remember what they just, what you just talked to them about 35 seconds ago or whatever. And, you know, so the short-term memory loss is the first thing that you'll see. All right, so first of all, in Alzheimer's disease and dementia, it's occurring primarily in industrialized countries. There's a fourfold increase in industrialized countries versus non-industrialized. Now, what does that tell you? Well, is it because people are living longer, because they have modern healthcare, and then therefore we see it? Or is it because they're exposed to quote-unquote modern foods and pesticides and, you know, pumping gas, benzene, inhalation, and on and on and on, and have the wealth to buy fancy alcohol and drink too much or whatever it might be? I think all those things play a role. There are some genetic issues in folks that have a hard time breaking down sulfur compounds. There's also links to toxic metals like mercury and lead and cadmium. And then there's links to things called lipopolysaccharides, which are endotoxins released from the gut that get in the bloodstream and cause inflammation and damage in the brain. So I like to test when somebody does have risk, I like to test for heavy metals. Let's make sure that's not an issue because that plays a lot of roles. I mean, you know, the fall of the Roman Empire was from lead, right? They had the elite had the ability to make these fancy glassware and jugs and so forth, and they used lead in the process, which leached. And a lot of people believe that that just resulted in the decline of the of those who were in control, and probably in too much control, and the fall of that empire. So metals, toxic metals, certainly play a role. They also contribute to a lot of oxidation in other parts of your system as well, including your vascular system, and can increase your risk for cardiovascular disease, stroke, that sort of thing. And it's pretty easy to test. You got to be careful how you interpret the data, though. Some people go overboard with it, I think. But getting back to the... and aluminum. I didn't even mention aluminum, for Pete's sakes. So if you're using deodorant or anything like that, goodness gracious, make sure it doesn't have aluminum in it. All right? That's a big one. And don't cook in aluminum pans and all that good stuff. What about the gut? You know, that's kind of want to be my focus for today, because I think it's really overlooked and not understood. To diagnose, you know, there's so many, I have so many patients that come in with gastrointestinal issues of various kinds. Sometimes it's a pretty easy fix. I've had two patients recently that had what looked like irritable bowel syndrome, and based on the frequency of bowel movements in the morning, not hardly being able to leave the house. They were tied to the toilet practically. It turned out that, you know, in both cases, they were taking supplements that were causing the symptoms. And they didn't even realize it. One of them, you know, she thought she was doing the right thing. She came in with her bag of supplements, and I said, well, how long have you been taking this and that and the other thing? And I said, when did you add this? And that one, the one particular thing, it was really high magnesium. And the additive effect of that versus the thing she was taking prior was too much magnesium. I said, well, let's eliminate this for starters and then call me in a week. And she said, I'm all better. Okay, that was easy. I love those easy ones. Another fellow was trying to do some things to help fight cancer, and he was taking something that was in his smoothie, an additive to a smoothie that turned out to be very high vitamin C. And it would have been okay to take that in divided doses, you know, like 1,000 milligrams four times a day or whatever, it'd be great. But he was getting it all in one dose. And that, in addition to some of the other things he was taking, again, caused what's called high osmolarity. And that high osmolarity in your gastrointestinal system will pull fluids in from the outside. Your colon is designed to absorb water from the stool, so you get a formed stool, and that minimizes dehydration, etc. But in that case, where you're taking something like high magnesium or high vitamin C dosage, it actually increases the osmolarity of the stool and holds on to that water. So you never reabsorb it like you're supposed to through your colon. And that causes a sense of urgency, and your colon wants to get rid of it, so it contracts, and you have frequent bowel movements. So that's a common mistake, so be careful what you're doing out there. But obviously there's many, many other triggers, and the gastrointestinal system is brilliant, really, in all the things it does. You know, the microbiome in our gut, it synthesizes vitamins and impacts our immune system in a huge way, in addition to our mood. And so when patients have mood disorders like anxiety or depression, I always look at the gut as well as environmental factors. Obviously, if you have something that's triggered that, then you look at the trigger first. But frequently there are imbalances in the microbiome that can lead to this problem. So the most common endotoxin, you know, these endotoxins are causing this inflammation. And that inflammation can go into our bloodstream, can make us feel junk, tired all day. And holy smokes, it's 9:20 almost. Jazz. We're going to talk about endotoxins and how they get in your bloodstream and cause inflammation right after this break. Please stay with us. I'm Dr. Kevin Gibson. You're listening to KHNR, the talk radio show. What is this health talk? The Dr. Health radio show. Thanks. We'll be right back.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Elton John for Rad. You know, it's easy to rock and roll and party and have a good time, but just let someone else do the driving. Remember, rock lives and you should too, and so should other people. Please don't drink and drive.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Well, it felt like it was going to snow this past week, didn't it? It's great. Great sleeping weather. Hard to get out of bed weather. Welcome back. You're listening to KHNR, AM 690, Dr. Health Radio Program. I'm Dr. Kevin Gibson, filling in for David. And we're talking about... ultimately, Alzheimer's disease, dementia risk, etc. But I'm getting there by identifying various risk factors. And those risk factors, as I've mentioned, are toxic metals and things that cause inflammation and oxidation. That can be fried foods. That can be, you know, working in a nail salon. That can be doing your own nails, not in a well-ventilated area. Pumping gas, using solvents, painters, risk, lots of different things. But one of the ones that I think is sort of a major gap, pardon the pun, is leaky gut or intestinal permeability. This is a condition in which bacteria and endotoxins can leak through physical holes in the intestinal walls and move directly into the bloodstream. There was a study done in 2015 in the frontiers of immunology that found an increased intestinal permeability in addition to lifestyle factors was capable of triggering low-grade inflammatory state through this movement or translocation of the bacterial endotoxins. So this was an important study because this study determined that the most common endotoxin is something called a lipopolysaccharide, or LPS. This is a major component on the outer cell membrane of gram-negative bacteria, which... We find these gram-negative bacteria in the intestines. It's normal. But when these things break down in the intestines, it's not an issue. It's really harmless. But when they can go into the bloodstream, it can trigger these acute inflammatory reactions. And is really not well understood. It's been studied in the lab. It's been studied and shown in the lab to induce a number of chronic diseases, including Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmunity, and mood disorders such as anxiety and depression. I was mentioning earlier how, you know, we have neurotransmitter receptors all through our gut, and actually more there in terms of mood than our brain. And so when people say, I felt it in my gut, well, you sure did. And having an imbalance in flora and too many endotoxins can certainly impact these things. So listen to your gut is a good expression. I like that. So I tell people to absolutely do that. If it doesn't feel right, you know, you should look elsewhere or reevaluate. So this 2015 study showed that this leaky gut plays a pivotal role and perhaps even causal role in the development of low-grade inflammation and related diseases. Pretty significant findings, really. So what causes this? As I was mentioning earlier, chronic alcohol consumption, smoking, intense exercise, interesting, lack of sleep, overuse of medications like antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, proton pump inhibitors, and of course, the big one, stress. So if I were to take any stressed-out group and test them, oh, shucks, Anne, I'm sorry, you've been waiting on the phone. We're going to take a call, and I'm going to tell you how we're going to test people. Anne, welcome.
Aloha, Dr. Gibson. Good
Hi.
To have you back.
No, thanks.
I just, I take a probiotic, and I don't when I am constipated. Now, is it necessary to have the small intestine and the bowel free before the probiotic can get in?
That's a great question. A little bit difficult. I think it's important to... No, it's not. So if you're constipated, you can take it. And some people take it, and it helps them with the constipation because the flora bulks the stool, mm-hmm. makes it softer, and you have regular bowel movements. Now, I don't think that's the right answer for constipation. Mm-hmm. You should be doing it primarily with whole foods, high-fiber
right.
foods, right?
Right.
Or if that's not enough, some Metamucil or something's flaxseed, mm-hmm. ground flaxseed, things like that are great. I'm of the belief that it's good to rotate. I think Theralax, great, by the way, one of the sponsors of the show. But I think it's also good to rotate with some other things. And I'm going to talk about a spore-formed mm-hmm. bacteria that can be beneficial as well.
I apologize for interrupting.
No, not at all. It's right on track with what I'm talking about, Anne. Thank you. It's a good thought. Yeah. But I would say, you know, take it with or without, you know, regular bowel movements. I think it's fine either way. But be aware that there is something called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, where if people take flora for too long, they can actually cause an imbalance in the natural flora. And sometimes people with gastrointestinal symptoms, I'll say, well, how long have you been taking that probiotic? Oh, for years. I said, well, let's stop. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh my
goodness. So be aware of that. I know others will differ with me, but I don't mm-hmm. believe it's a daily supplement. I think it's something that you take when your flora is out of balance, you take after antibiotic use, you take if you're a sugarholic, you know, and you've got, mm-hmm. you know, all those issues. But if you're eating properly, taking some to get yourself in balance is good, but then the environment should be fine to support that growth.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Ann. Okay, so, Ann asked a great question. You know, when do I take it? How do I take it? How is it absorbed? It's a complex environment, microenvironment down there, but it's ripe for growth. So, again, my feeling is that you probably, if you've been taking a probiotic, you're probably good if it's a good one. Now, again, I started mentioning spore forms. So our ancestors used to eat foods from the ground, right? And they didn't wash it. It wasn't sanitized. It didn't go through some processing plant. Well, in that soil is wonderful microbes. Those are the microbes that make us who we are, really, and also take care of us when we're done, right? recycling at its best. So those spore forms can live through, you know, the Arctic tundra and desert dryness and whatever, and then they can become re-enlivened and form a bacterial activity when in the right environment, like your gut. So we used to get lots of spores and flora from our foods. We don't really do that anymore. Everything's so sanitized and clean. And in many cases, you know, you need to wash, especially with rat lungworm and everything, you definitely need to wash your food. Unless you have your own garden and you're sure of the content, you know, and the soil is fantastic and all that, I do not recommend you don't wash your food. So that being said, how do we take care of it in this modern world? Well, there is this spore biotic, which is a very unique blend of bacteria that has been found, most importantly, has been found and studied to modulate the formation of lipopolysaccharides that I was talking about earlier that can get into your bloodstream and cause inflammation and are linked to increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. Now, I want to go back to a little bit more about, you know, the triggers for these things. So there was studies done in Germany that found exposure to stress was responsible for alterations in gut motility, meaning how fast you have bowel movements and move things along and absorption, increase in intestinal permeability. Those are the pukas in our gut wall that allow big proteins and endotoxins to go through. And the net negative effects on the intestinal microbiota, which would be the flora that we're talking about, as well as a regenerative capacity of the gut mucosa. So I'm always working with cancer patients that have gone through chemo and their gut mucosa is shot because the chemo kills all those rapidly turnover cells. So I'm giving things like slippery elm and marshmallow root and glyceriza to help restore that flora as well as microbiota. to help get things balanced as well. And so with the breakdown of all these things, stress is, like I said, a major contributor to that. And you can think about it if you, you know, especially as we age, we're more subject to this. You know, when we were young, you know, a lot of people, oh, I could eat anything, you know, no problem, bring it on. But then later, as we get older, we eat something, we have some discomfort, you know, we have some gas or acid reflux or nausea or whatever it might be. And a lot of that is because if we ate that in a, well, first of all, our pancreatic enzymes maybe aren't as vital, or hydrochloric acid production. But especially if we're under a stressful situation, like if you are running to the bank or trying to get through holiday shopping or trying to find a parking place in the Ala Mall or, you know, some ridiculous thing like that, or taking care of an ill family member, or, you know, worried about whatever, tax law changes, I don't know. Those stressors will not allow us to digest our food well because it keeps us in a sympathetic nervous system mode or fight or flight mode. We don't digest food well. The chyme, the mix of food and stomach acid sits in our gut too long, causes ulcers, causes reflux, damages flora. These are all direct stress-related problems. And you can help some of that digestive process if it's a problem with digestive enzymes and various things and, you know, thanking your food and the plants that gave it to you or the animals that gave it to you before you eat. You know, all those things kind of move you into a parasympathetic nervous system mode, which is the right restful state to be in to digest food. We're going to take another break so you can continue to digest your breakfast. I hope everybody ate something healthy and hearty and low glycemic this morning. Makes all the difference in the world. Allows my brain to work, I know that. So we'll be back with more discussion about how you can assess the presence of lipopolysaccharides in this gut permeability and your risk. You're listening to the Dr. Health Radio Show. We'll be back.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. The UN is warning of a ticking time bomb in the natural environment. What's that about? And what happens, according to a new study, if you exercise in a polluted place? Also, a video game that the makers claim helps ADHD. How would it do that? It's coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
You're listening to Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's number one health talk show, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. If you have a question or comment for host David Snow or his guest concerning today's topic of discussion, call now at 296-KHNR, 296-5467. Now, back to David Snow and the Dr. Health Radio Show on AM 690, KHNR.
Snow,
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 snow.
won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Kevin Gibson filling in for David Snow on the AM 690 Dr. Health Radio program. Remember, this show rebroadcasts tonight at 9 o'clock. So if you miss anything or want to get really, it could be your sleeping pill, I guess. Listen to me at 9 o'clock and you'll go to sleep at 9:01. There you go. So, leaky gut. So we're talking about the German study, stress management, autoimmune illnesses. All these things play a big role. You know, a lot of people aren't proton pump inhibitors, you know, the acid reflux blockers. Those are bad news. I mean, there's situations where you have an active ulcer, you should absolutely be on it. But the patients start on them and then they stay on them and they don't even remember why they took it sometimes, I think. They interfere with the absorption of minerals, so increase your risk for osteoporosis. Not good. And if you're on anti-inflammatories, you know, that's fine, but you need to not be on NSAIDs forever because they will definitely damage your gut. You need to look at the triggers. Why are you inflamed? You know, maybe because you have leaky gut and that's contributing to your inflammation. Then you're taking a drug to help treat what's, you know, it's a vicious circle, right? So the best ways to stop, you know, nutrients, well, increasing something called secretory IgA is very important. Secretory IgA is an immune complex that is your first line of defense in throughout your system, throughout your mucous membranes. And so I find that patients that I can test this actually saliva through a saliva sample because that tests for free available secretory IgA and evaluate whether or not somebody's going to be at greater risk for the flu or a common cold or, you know, even moving towards irritable bowel, leaky gut issues. And that's a really simple, like I said, saliva test, pretty affordable. But what I find is that patients that are under stress almost always have low levels. And like I said, that's your first line of defense against infectious agents. And also, oh, we've got a character calling in. I guess we have to take that. And it's also a defense against lipopolysaccharides. So we need to have adequate secretory IgA levels to defend against liberated lipopolysaccharides. And we're going to talk about how to do that. And we have, who is this? David Snow. Welcome.
Hey, it's the Snowman. How's it going, Kevin?
Good, good.
I'm here at on our ninth island in Las Vegas.
Mm.
And I'm having so much fun, I got to tell you.
Is this the anti-aging conference?
Yes, it's the 25th annual meeting of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I've been coming for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the Christmas lights are not the only thing that's bright for people. The future of healthcare is going to be beamingly bright because of all the brilliant doctors and researchers and companies that are bringing the best, the very best of what nature and science has to offer in the field of medicine and preventative healthcare. And you are a perfect example. In fact, excuse me, when I was listening to you, waiting to be on, you could very well be one of the lecturers here. I mean, you're right up there with as far as your base of knowledge and expertise and the way you convey information to your patients and the layman. So
thank you, David.
I want to hand it to you. And thanks so much for hosting the show while I'm here. I'm going to have a full report next week, of course, with guests lined up from this show. Some of the leading doctors and researchers in the field of anti-aging medicine. There's just a few things. One of the big stories, the news stories here, was not a medical device or a drug or supplement or a new diagnostic test or surgical procedure. It was a reporting of the success of major studies regarding an ancient healing practice that we all know of, fasting, and you know, different intermittent fasting, and there's of course the intermittent fasting diets and things, but for cancer patients, for healing, you know, I mean, Hippocrates did it. Many religions still do it. And
I saw a really good documentary done in Russia where there's this fasting clinic, and they were demonstrating the benefits in particular for cancer.
Really?
It was really fascinating stuff. And you're right, it's gaining popularity, and the science is solid, so that's good stuff.
Yeah, and you know, less is more. I mean, people think, oh, I got to eat, 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 and of course, Americans, they do everything in excess, and so, but you just have to change the mindset of the population, because people don't think they can starve for 3 hours until their next meal, or they can't skip a meal, otherwise they die.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I know, you can go days or weeks without food. You just can't go without water and air, but with food, you can go longer than you think, and it's actually beneficial for you. It turns on certain anti-aging genes and things like that, and so
right.
we'll talk about that. A couple other things besides fasting. One is that it's 5% humidity here. And
yeah, it's dry, that's for sure. Cold and dry.
Keep my hydration level up. But anyway, genetic testing for diseases, that's the big thing here, as well as a lot of new diagnostic procedures to nip things in the bud before they become a disease. And I think you were alluding to that when you were talking about different tests that you do in your clinic at Pacific Integrative Medicine for the purpose of preventing the disease in the first place, or the condition from being
right.
a full-blown
yeah.
illness or a disorder. Anyway, there's that, and then there's a new shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction.
You can't be serious.
No, I'm serious. No, it's a PRP along with shockwave therapy, and I attended the seminar that they had yesterday.
I hope it wasn't hands-on.
There were no demonstrations.
Okay, I'm glad, really glad to hear that. I mean, I know it's Vegas, but come on.
I did hold in my hand the device that the doctors will be using in the therapy for that. But we'll have a full report on that as well.
All right. Then
cannabinoids and cannabidiols, you know, the cannabis-based compounds that are used for everything from diabetes and neuropsychiatric disorders, and I mean it's just on and on.
There's a lot of roles, yeah.
So there were a lot of
good.
There's a lot of talk on that, and
good.
Then of course, anyway, I'll give you a full report on next week's in the first hour of next week's show. We'll talk about anti-aging medicine and staying younger longer, basically. And then in the 10 o'clock hour next week, just to give people a preview, it'll be our annual show on alcohol and your health. And we'll have our resident guest expert on that topic, and we'll talk about all the, both upside and downside and drawbacks of alcohol, but especially
mm-hmm.
important at this time of the year for people to be aware of
sure.
of some of the ramifications of
sure.
Consuming alcohol. So anyway,
good stuff.
Let's get back to the show and have a great show. And I know next hour Judy Zucker is going to be with you talking about her memory diet as well as
right.
some anti-allergy recipes for the holidays for people allergic to certain things so they can still have their holiday treats but use some healthy substitutions.
Exactly. Kind
of
should be fun. Second hour.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey, I wish I was there. It sounds like a great conference and enjoy and learn
Thanks.
A lot. And you have lucky listeners. They get to hear all your wisdom when
you
come back.
We'll give you the latest next week.
Awesome. Hey, good talking.
And the subsequent weeks too. There's going to be, I have so many guests lined up. It'll be well into next year that
nice.
We have some of the latest information for you.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Thanks so much
Good
for
job, David.
The show, Kevin.
All right, go get an asana so you can rehydrate your sinuses or something.
Yeah, really, or a steam bath.
There you go, something like
okay.
that. Okay, all take right. care. Bye, David.
Okay, aloha.
All right, that sounds good. No, I've been to that conference, but not for a long time, and it's a crazy scene. There's a lot of good stuff there, but I don't know about some of them. I might wait on that. So we're going to take a break in a little bit, but I just wanted to touch on these lipopolysaccharides and the fact that you can test for them before this hour gets completely away from me. There are tests that you can do to look for lipopolysaccharides in your bloodstream, and in addition to other things. And there's a lab called Cyrex Labs that I use, and they're out of Arizona, and it's a fairly new testing. You won't find this through clinical labs or DLS or anything, and unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance. But they measure intestinal permeability to large molecules, which might inflame the immune system and your overall body inflammation, as well as really identifying the damaging route through the intestinal barrier. And they test for these things called oculudins and ectomyosins and lipopolysaccharides. And they're all different immune complexes. So it's a direct measurement of your body's immune system trying to manage an endotoxin. So it's very useful, and it can be beneficial for people with chronic fatigue or, you know, in terms of near-term illnesses, autoimmune illnesses, food allergies and intolerances. So very, very useful because the gut is the base of our health, what we eat, what we absorb, how we do it in a healthy manner. Every naturopathic doctor will tell you start with the gut. So, and just guessing, sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. So if you can get some facts, that's always a good thing. All right, we're going to take another break. Apologize, and we'll be back in a minute or so. Stay with us.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthosin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthosin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthosin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthosin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Love that. That's a really good choice there, Jazz. I love that. I love a little jazz with my Christmas music. I'm a lucky guy. I get to hear my daughter play today piano at the Orvis with her piano studio group, the Elizabeth Caraggio Piano Studio, which is a great group. And this is the best darn piano teacher I could ever imagine. She's amazing. She puts on these great shows with all her students. Then has an orchestral at the end with a lot of master's students in music from UH, and brings the kids in, and it's just, it's really fun. It's a great, nothing better than Christmas music, I think, you know, to kind of get you in the spirit. I always loved hearing the, I think it was the Marine Corps band, they play sometimes at the Hawaii Theater. I've heard them, it's fun. And then Shannon DeHiga, I missed it, last Wednesday night, had a thing at Gordon Biersch where he always, he's a trumpet player, if you've ever heard him. He's really great. He always does very sort of timely events, and it's free. It's a free show. Shannon DeHiga and his band, really fun stuff. Anyway, so happy holidays, everybody. endotoxins. So let's make them happier. Let's not be ill. Let's be able to remember last Christmas or what we thought we bought for somebody or that we went to church and we remembered the sermon. Let's keep our brain happy. And let's reduce lipopolysaccharides. So again, these lipopolysaccharides, they enter the bloodstream and they can trigger this low-grade inflammation. As I mentioned before, I think, maybe I need to test my LPSs again, that there was a increased risk, I'm looking for my notes on the percentages, but there's definitely an increased risk for, or there's a very strong link between LPSs that are found in the brain and patients with Alzheimer's where they've done necropsies. And it's because it's causing damage to the hippocampus initially where memories are formed. And then as the damage occurs there, it then moves to other parts of the brain and the brain tissue begins to shrink, which is, we have a lot of brain capacity. But, you know, we want to hang on to that. Anyway, so there's also this bidirectional connection between the gut microbiome and the brain. When I was talking about the neurotransmitter effects. So those play a role as well. There was a study where they looked at supplementing over 30 days. This was in the World Journal of Gastrointestinal Pathophysiology. It was a human clinical trial. And they did it. It was done with a placebo group as well. And they found that using a good form of flora reduced the serum lipopolysaccharides by 43%. That's really impressive. 43%. Oh, and this was in healthy college students. Yeah, it's easier to get them as a population because you can pay them some money and they'll participate in the study. It's harder to get elderly people. I guess you could probably go to Arcadia House or someplace like that, and that would probably work. Anyway, so I think the effect could even be more profound in an aging population. But regardless, you know, students, college students, they're going to be stressed, so they're going to have a lot of pukas in their gut, and they're going to have a lot of lipopolysaccharides potentially. I know we did sort of our own little study when I was in medical school. We looked at immune complex formations from different foods in students sort of like during finals time. And sure enough, the levels were high, myself included. I thought, holy smokes, I have this many, you know, IgG reactions to different foods. I don't really feel that, but it then you reduce the stress and take the herbs and everything gets better. Unfortunately, it's definitely treatable. So remember, there are various ways to test for these things. I like the transcellular and paracellular routes of intestinal barrier penetration test. It's called the Cyrex Lab Intestinal Antigenic Permeability Screen. And it's measuring intestinal permeability to large molecules which inflame the immune system. And it identifies the damaging routes through the intestinal barrier, which is, again, you got to know what we're treating. And if you do, then you're in good stead. There are many different, as I'm sure you guys all know, many different forms of nutrients that you can use, nutritional supplements, dietary factors. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to be beneficial for reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease, and Judy Zucker is going to be talking about in the second hour, so I'm not going to get into too much detail there. And then as far as nutritional supplements, there's lots of studies on things like acetyl L-carnitine, Vitamin B12, magnesium. Let's see, inositol, coenzyme Q10, vitamin E, thiamine, zinc. I'm just going through some notes here. Omega-3 fatty acids, folic acid, silicon, which is found in some nutrients, actually, and foods like horsetail. And, well, it's not really a food. It's an herb, but it's found in whole grains, bananas, and soy. Phosphatidylserine, choline and lecithin, and even DHEA and ginkgo biloba. So the phosphatidylcholine are... Nerve sheaths are made up of this fat layer that has phosphatidylcholine as a key element to allow signals to fire from one nerve junction to the other.
Hey, Dr. Gibson?
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to know if you had any... I know we have a couple of minutes left.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Any tips on pre-Parkinson's or any thoughts
on
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good question. So pre-Parkinson's or Parkinson's risk, I guess. I've seen a lot of patients with Parkinson's disease, and I will tell you the one thing that I see that works is glutathione intravenously. It definitely mitigates symptoms, at least for a while. I had a physician friend whose father was a retired physician, and he had Parkinson's, and we administered this, and it worked for him. And I've done it with other patients, and there's good stuff you can see on YouTube, and Dr. Perlmutter talks a lot about this. But why? Why did that occur? I think Parkinson's, like a lot of neurodegenerative diseases, are a result of all this inflammation, oxidation, entanglements. So it gets, you need to sort of treat the whole, because we don't fully understand what causes Parkinson's. I do the metals testing and try to remove that and oxidative routes and so forth. But the reality is we've got, you know, I think this is potentially, although it has been demonstrated, I think it is potentially lipopolysaccharides is potentially plays a role in that as well, because Parkinson's is rampant too, and you have to look at environmental factors. So, tricky. Anyway, in the next hour, we might have some time to discuss these things further. I know that Judy Zucker has a lot of expertise as a nutritionist and such, and so we'll get into some more details. So we welcome your calls during the second hour too. It doesn't have to be about her book or exactly what she's talking about. So stay with us for the next hour of the Dr. Health Radio program.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.